This is Katie McCowan, and you are listening to the Best Day Ever podcast. Hello, welcome to this episode of the Best Day Ever. I'm so excited you're here. And if you've been tuning in for the last few weeks, you know we've been in a series called What is Known in the Unknown. So today, for just a few minutes, I want to talk a little bit more about that word know, because believe it or not, there is a distinction in this word know that will make a major, major impact on whether or not that whole conversation about what is known in the unknown changes our days, and whether or not we live filled, focused, and faithful every day so that we can have our best day ever with Jesus. So to start, I want to read 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. And in this book, Paul is the author, and he's written a letter to Timothy. And he's talking to Timothy about hardships and struggles and sufferings that he has had for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of the good news of Jesus. And in the middle of all of that, he's saying, I'm not ashamed. And then this is what I want us to focus in on. Paul says, I know whom I have believed. That is such a powerful statement, because in light of encouraging Timothy to stand in the spirit of power and love and self-control, in light of encouraging Timothy to be bold and not be ashamed, Paul himself says, I am not ashamed. And all of it is because I know whom I have believed. I know. So there's that word know in that powerful statement. And this is what I want to talk about, because the Greek, which is the original language of our New Testament, offers a variety of different words that you could use for our word know. So I want to talk about two of them in particular, two different kinds of know that the Greeks had a word for. And one of those knows was an informational kind of knowing. It was something that you would know about in your head. For example, 2 + 2 = 4. I know that. And we're just going to stop there with our math facts, okay? But that is an informational knowing. But then there was this kind of relational knowing. This would even be used to say, like, the way a husband and a wife know each other on their wedding night, right? We'll leave it at that. But a relational kind of knowing. And they're very different kinds of knowing. An example I have of this. So maybe you've heard of Joanna Gaines. She has a really neat little place in Waco, Texas called Magnolia Market. Or maybe it's just called Magnolia. And she had a television show, a very popular television show, where she fixed up old houses with her husband, Chip. And I know Joanna Gaines. I know the names of her children. I'm pretty sure I know the paint color that she used in one of her children's bedrooms. I've seen her house. I've seen her garden. I've seen her animals. I know her. But if she walked into a room and I was sitting there, she would have no idea who I was. Because while I know a whole lot about her, I do not actually know her. I know a lot of information about her, even to the extent of knowing some of her childhood struggles, because I listened to an interview with her one time. I know a lot about Joanna Gaines, but I don't actually know her. And so when we consider these two different kinds of knowing, I want us to consider how we know God. Because in today's world, we can accumulate a lot of information about God. We can listen about God on a podcast. We can read about God on our smartphones. There are digital Bibles. There are bookstores full of small Bibles and large Bibles and different color Bibles and study Bibles and children's Bibles. I mean, we have information at our fingertips about God. But there has to come a point where what we know about God in our minds transfers to our hearts, where our informational knowledge about God becomes personal. I want to read an example of this. To me, it's such a beautiful example in Scripture of knowing whom we have believed. And it's in Mark chapter 5 that I'm going to read. Mark 5 verses 25 through 34. And here is how the story goes. In verse 25, it says, "And there was a woman who had had a discharge of blood for 12 years, and who had suffered much under many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard the reports about Jesus, and came up behind him in the crowd, and touched his garment. For she said, 'If I touch even his garments, I will be made well.' And immediately the flow of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone out from him, immediately turned about in the crowd and said, 'Who touched my garments?' And his disciples said to him, 'You see the crowd pressing around you, and yet you say, "Who touched me?"' And he looked around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, 'Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease.'" There are so many things about this story in Scripture that I love. One of them, it reminds me of the conversation that we had on the last episode with Alicia about how in our weakness, God is strong. And we see such a beautiful example of this, the weakness of the woman and the power of Jesus to heal her. I also love the gentleness of Jesus towards the end of this story and how she has come in fear and trembling and fell down before him. It doesn't say this in Scripture, but I can almost imagine Jesus lowering himself and squatting down or kneeling down next to her so that he could look her in the eye and say, "Daughter, daughter, your faith has made you well." But what I really want to stop and talk to you a little more about for just a minute is verse 28 in Mark chapter 5 that says, "For she said, 'If I touch even his garments, I will be made well.'" In light of that verse, I want to read to you Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. And it says, "But for you who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings." Okay, so why in the world did I read you that verse after we feels like we just took a rabbit trail, right? Well, hang on, because here's what I want to tell you about that verse. Yes, it says healing in his wings. However, the original language that was used there, many scholars, and my pastor brought this to my attention just a few weeks ago, will translate that verse like this: "But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in the fringes of his robe." So when we consider that verse and the woman that we just read about in the Gospel of Mark, the interesting thing there is that she very likely could have known that verse and could have heard it for a lot of her life. And so her act and her even saying, "If I touch even his garments, I will be made well," is an exclamation of, "I know whom I have believed." Because she knew God, though not just knew about him, but knew him and knew that he could be trusted and knew that his word was true, then she went to such great lengths just to touch the hem of his garment, believing there was healing there because of what she knew in her heart, That is the kind of knowing that moves us into faithful action, moves us to follow Jesus, moves us to obey Jesus, moves us to where we have every day as our best day ever because we're walking with Jesus because we know whom we have believed. I just love that beautiful example of what happens when we know whom we have believed. And so the natural next question would be, and how do I do that? You know, I think most of us would hear that story and listen to this conversation and say, yes, sign me up. But how can we practically make that happen? So this is what I want to offer to you. Kind of the simplest answer would be, to know God, we have to spend time with Him. And yes, this is a start. Tuning into the Best Day Ever podcast is a great way to spend time with God and to get to know Jesus, the Son of God. But you may also say, yes, spending time with God, that sounds simple enough, but it has proven to be a little complicated because when I open my Bible and I point and I think this is where God wants to speak to me, it never fails that I end up in the book of Leviticus somehow reading about skin disease and I don't know what to do with that, right? And I get that too. I do. I get that. So I did want, if you are on the other side of this conversation saying, yes, I really, really want to know God personally and I want to read the Bible, I just don't know how or where to start. I want to give you a couple of great places to start if that is you. So the book of Psalms is a really great place to start. And the Gospel of John is a really good book to begin with if you're opening your Bible for the first time for yourself. And I would also add this. Don't even feel like you have to read an entire chapter in one sitting. Some chapters get long, but even if a shorter chapter is too much at the beginning, that's okay. Commit to read 1 to 3 verses a day if that's all you have time for, or if you read 1 to 3 verses and you feel like you have just digested so much, that's okay. Stop there. I would also encourage you to even set a time limit for yourself, like maybe 7 minutes. I've heard that somewhere. Start and say, I am going to open my Bible and read for 7 minutes today. And then think about what you read throughout your day. One thing I like to do is leave my Bible open. When I had all of my young children at home, I would leave my Bible open in a place high enough to where little hands couldn't get it. I do, however, have pages taped in my Bible because sometimes little hands still found a way to the Bible. But leave it out and open. Maybe it's in the passenger seat of your car. Maybe it's on a tab on your cell phone. Maybe it's on your nightstand or your kitchen counter so that you are reminded to think about it throughout your day. There's a big difference between knowing about God and knowing Him personally. And it is when we know God personally through His Son, Jesus, that is when we can say with confidence, I know whom I have believed. That is when we can trust Him. And that is when we can experience our best day ever, every day, because we know whom we have believed. Thanks so much for joining me today.